You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Whilst artificial intelligence has taken over the investing side of markets, a lot of investment companies focusing on AI, investing in AI, smaller businesses have been exposed to a lot of AI-related risks. It's opened up a world that small businesses and even bigger businesses might not be prepared for. We're going to be taking a look at this and how to better prepare businesses for artificial intelligence with the lead partner for artificial intelligence and intellectual property advisory at Adams & Adams, Darren Olifiori. Joins me on the line now to see what we make of their latest smart AI portal. Darren, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about the portal design. I mean, Adams & Adams is a law firm that is well known in the intellectual property space. Why come up with this portal? What is it for?
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on the show. Look, the idea is that we have been inundated with just queries around artificial intelligence and how it gets regulated. Everything from, you know, you putting in your inputs, your prompts, and getting your outputs. How do you get that protected? How do you prevent confidentiality and trade secrets being, you know, leaked out of your organization? And all those and all the other aspects around it, around the ethics of it, the transparency, the governance of it. And so what we decided to do is just really put together a portal, a kind of self-help portal, really, with, you know, frequently asked questions, so that businesses, small businesses, medium, large businesses can use it, can interact with it. It's like a brochure, but just richer. And, you know, from there, make your own decisions. So, you know, obviously, we can help, you know, there's an opportunity to have a chat with us, but there's also an opportunity just to go on there, and we're finding there's a need for a place with all the resources. So that's what the idea is around the portal, is to put them in one place so that people can access them easily and take it from there.
Darren, these resources that you're looking to put into the portal, take us through just some of the strategic advantages that they would have for businesses. I know they would cover a wide array of AI-related information, but perhaps take us through just some of the important things that businesses can find on this portal, and perhaps whether or not businesses can engage with this in their own spaces, or does it have to be kind of coming through the traditional reaching out to Adams & Adams and collaborating with the law firm? Is this a portal that's easily accessible?
Yeah, no, so it is. So that's how it's designed. So the idea is that we've identified, like, this, let's say, six different types of services, let's say, or needs, let's put it this way. One is policy and vetting. Two is agreements, you know. Three is, you know, asset management. I'm talking about your intellectual asset management. Four is really about just education, you know, and workshops and self-help portals. So what we've done is we've separated the six different areas, and then we have a readiness test. So you can go on in your own time, complete the readiness test, and it works like your Garmin, you know, your Garmin sleep score. You know, you're getting 90 or you're getting 60. Okay, you need to go to bed earlier, you need to turn off the lights, you need to maybe drink less, or whatever it might be. And it gives kind of guidance. Okay, you need maybe workshops internally, or you need policy or your vetting. So you can then determine and on your own where you rank relative to what we call an AI readiness kind of test. And that's unique to yourself. So you can go on, fill it in, do it. You can come chat to us, or you can then say, okay, I need some workshops, or I need online, or I need whatever it might be, and then resource that yourselves, or we're going to try and build services around that allow a business, from whether they're small or too large, to engage and as time goes by, just increase their readiness score. So what we're seeing is that these things are driven largely by overseas developments. So what's happening in Europe and what's happening in the States. So we'll monitor that and try and filter it into an African context and provide it something that's practical, because it's so overwhelming that we try to make it simple so that businesses can become compliant, or at least take away the anxiety of not knowing where their risk lies, and use it in that way. So that's the idea.
Quite an interesting way to approach artificial intelligence and the protection of businesses. We'll see how this service and this portal continues to help and aid businesses in their needs as we continue to develop in the artificial intelligence world that we live in today. We'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the lead partner for AI IP Advisory at Adams & Adams, Darren Olifield, for joining us to take us through their new smart AI portal and how it's aimed at assisting businesses ready themselves for artificial intelligence.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.